Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Big weekend coming up with Spring Works, Puppet Works with Stratford Summer Music. Eileen Smith is here with all of the details and more. Good morning, Eileen.
Good morning.
Wow, we got a big weekend coming up.
Oh, we're so excited. It is just, it's a year's worth of work every time pulling this together, and we're bringing people in from literally around the world, as well as some Canadian artists, and we are starting off the whole shebango with a concert, a mariachi concert, followed by a Latin dance party, and you don't have to know how, because we have some peeps that will help you learn a couple of moves from the Stratford Dance Co. Mateo Torres is going to help us out, but then you can freestyle dance till midnight, and we have El Cactus is providing delightful nibbles and beverages, so it will be a fulsome evening of excellent fun. And if you're an early goer in the morning of Thursday, you could learn how to sand draw and shadow puppet make, and actually how multimedia works. And this is a beautiful company coming in from Mexico via Minneapolis. And their work that they will be presenting is called Migraciones, or Migrations. And the actual show is about why people would leave their homes forever. And it's this beautiful, delicate piece that has tells the story in sand and shadow puppets with a full-size puppet, live music in Spanish and English. And that piece will be, you can see that on a version on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. We have matinees and evening shows, but these delightful people are offering a workshop in how to in that particular art form, and you can come with no experience at all.
Wow.
And that brings us to Friday.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy doodle, we've done one day.
So, again, a reminder, it is Thursday through till Sunday. This is World in a Weekend with SpringWorks Puppet Works, but let's head into Friday.
Oh, and Friday you can see Migraciones, and you can also see this lovely work coming in from Montreal called Songbook. And this beautiful young soprano sings a cappella traditional folk songs, Yiddish and Hebrew folk songs, with pop-up books that open up. You know, as a child, they open up and they turn into little worlds, and the paper puppets tell the story of the song, and the objects are relatively small, so they're projected behind you so you can see it up close and personal or behind. And she has a beautiful voice, and that's sort of a delicate little concert that you can come to, and it has multiple iterations that you could see on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And she, too, is offering a workshop, no experience required, in which you could learn how to make a pop-up book about a story or a song that you like, and you get some tools to go away and make your own thing.
Love it.
Summer Music is also starting with their music barges that are they span the version of the whole Summer Music concerts, but we have them over the arc of the weekend. And Les Cacous are these beautiful 12-foot tall, stilt-walking creatures that are a cross between a seahorse and a dodo. And they have beautiful music in their bellies, and they will be at different sites, but on a Friday in particular, they will be at Market Square, and they will also be doing a surprise walk downtown. They will also appear on Saturday and Sunday in different locations, so check out our schedule for that.
I do love these surprise walks and these surprise pop-ups, if you will.
Yes, yeah. They actually, you know, walk down the main street, and you can come upon them, and they're happy to have you take your picture with them, and we love it if you would hashtag World in a Weekend and share some of what your joy is, because our joy is excited about this magical world.
Fantastic. Well, let's head into the weekend. Wow.
The weekend. So on Friday, we spent all day building a site at Veterans Park down by the river between York Street and Waterloo, and the traffic you can still drive by, and you can still park on Coburg, but we close off that one little block across from the Bandshell, and we put on sock puppet making workshops, play zones. We bring the very popular Garden for Littles, which has come probably 6-7 years running, and that's structures for kids 1 to 7 to climb all over and animate and bring to life, and people just love that. Do-it-yourself face painting, that means you can do whatever you like on your face, your kid's face, your kid can do it on your face, your friend's faces. All of this is possible. And we're bringing in a puppet show from Spain called Pipa, and it's in the tradition of Punch and Judy glove puppets, and he'll be down at the park. He's a character who has little adventures and conquers things, and you, the audience, get to cheer him along and, you know, boo the villain. And Summer Music is also presenting Mr. Mark, who will be doing a mixture of in-situ concert at the park, but also is a strolling musician, and he's one of those fellows that has all the instruments all over his body.
Wow, okay.
So he's kind of delightful. And over the weekend, Anne and Pete and Anna will also be doing, you know, songs for children. And what else do we have at the park? I think we might have almost got everything that's at the park.
Oh, my goodness.
Summer Music has a concert on Friday night. Has a concert on Friday night is the jazz concerts at Revival House. And on Saturday night, they're at Factory 163, back with us, with a show called Lessons in Failure, which is a concert pianist talking about what it's like. And he's a comedian style, chatting and singing and playing. I don't think he sings. He plays the piano and tells you all about his adventures in the industry. And then on the Sunday, there is a concert out at the museum, which is Brazilian coro style with Tio Chiorno. That is Summer Music. So on the Saturday and Sunday, you can still get Migrazione, Migrations, and Songbook in some matinees. Grab a little coffee, sip over, and or these drop into the park. Everything that's happening at the park is free. We do appreciate anybody that feels comfortable in donating, because, you know, that is something that we would like to keep doing, and your support actually makes this possible. But we want everybody to feel welcome no matter where you're coming from. And if you know nothing about puppets, or you're already deeply in love with puppets, we're the place to go.
Yeah.
You can experience all these different kinds. And if you like going to puppets, you could action pack your weekend. And we, the puppet division, have any four tickets in anything group of people, more of that, you know, automatically get a 10% discount.
Nice. Yeah, that's so great. What an amazing weekend coming up with World in a Weekend, with SpringWorks Puppet Works, and with Stratford Summer Music. So again, there's a lot going on for this weekend. What's the best way to check out the itinerary?
If you go to worldinaweekend.ca, there are downloadable brochures. There's the schedule at a glance. There also is on springworksfestival.ca. Both of those will get you to our tickets that you can. Also, there will be box offices available at any of the sites. We will be presenting at Nancy Campbell. Cuckoo. I forgot to mention Cuckoo. Cuckoo is the show that is for three and up, and it's a full life-size, larger-than-life cuckoo clock, and the cuckoo is having a tough time. It's so hard being a cuckoo clock. And a little visitor breaks the clock, and they have an adventure. And that is no words, but a delightful rod puppet experience at Nancy Campbell, which is directly across from Veterans Park, and performing once on Saturday and once on Sunday. And then coming from Boston, at City Hall, there is a piece called Don't Make Me Get Dressed. It, too, is for three and up. And it is, you know how hard it is to decide what to wear in the morning. So the clothes decide to help.
And that's not just for kids. That's for, for adults, too.
And it has live musicians and the lovely physical comedian, dancer, artist, and the large-scale puppets. And the clothing does come to life to help you solve your problems.
Wow.
Again, no words, but music and a delightful experience. And that has performances on Saturday and Sunday at City Hall. Almost all of the puppet programming is under 1 hour in length, so you can dip your toe in. Even if you've never seen, you can just experience something. Just try it out.
Yeah, and something magical this weekend. So it's this Thursday through to Sunday. It's World in a Weekend with SpringWorks Puppet Works and Stratford Summer Music and Eileen Smith. You know, great success, of course, for this long weekend coming up. And it's just great to have something like this, this world coming to Stratford for a full weekend. It's amazing.
And just in case anybody that is concerned about potential for weather, if there's going to be fabulous, fabulous weather.
I'm knocking wood.
But if there was any less than perfect weather, we are going to be very beautifully hosted by Knox Copperlight, which is the large church that is on the corner of Waterloo in Ontario, and we will be in the banquet hall there and in the amphitheater. But we're going to be outside because it's going to be gorgeous.
It's going to be a great weekend, World in a Weekend, with Spring Works, Puppet Works, and Stratford Summer Music. We'll share the links and details on our socials at mystratfordnow.com. Take it in. It's World in a Weekend this weekend. Eileen Smith with Spring Works, Puppet Works. Thanks, Eileen. We wish you a great weekend.
Thanks so much.